just talk about what you saw out there today, what you thought about.
Well, we had a plan in place to win the football game like every other game. But I think we just got to, you know, make more plays. You know, I think, you know, our MO has been, you know, it feels like we've been finding the way to lose the game rather than win it offensively, defensively, and special teams. But, you know, we just, everybody has to do better, including myself, and, you know, just take accountability.
Talk about what happened on that first interception. You got hit when you threw it. What did you see?
I was just trying to throw it away. The defense didn't give us the look that we wanted. I was stuck on one side. You know, and by the time I tried to throw it away, you know, it got affected by the hit. So,
what are you thinking when you go on the field for the next to last drive, the one that ended up with the pass to Murphy? I mean, is that going to be your time, your drive? You know, make a statement.
Well, I mean, every drive we feel like, you know, we have to make a statement. So, you know, it's been like the past couple of games has been the same script, you know, by the same director. You know, it's kind of getting boring. And, you know, it always coming down to the end when, you know, we have our opportunities to, you know, score points, you know, finish them. Whether it's, you know, third down and four offensively, we got to, you know, convert. Third down and four on defensively, you know, you got to stop somebody and special teams. So it's no fingers to point. You know, I think you can go around the locker room and, you know, expect more out of each and every person, number by number, including myself. So, you know, that's what's got to happen.
What did you hear on that fourth down play with the timeout? I mean, when you're on the field.
Well, I've seen a lot of people going off the field. So it was kind of a win-win for us. I snapped the ball as quick as I can because if we didn't get it, it was going to be an offsides. And if not, you know, we still got a completion. But timeout, I didn't hear a timeout until, you know, they called it at the end. But, you know, I don't know. You know, we just can't put ourselves in that type of situation that, you know, expect somebody else to make a call for us, whether the officials or whatnot. You know, it just comes down to us playing four quarters of football.
The team's stated mission back in Spartanburg was to make the playoffs. You guys are 1-5. Only one team has ever started out 1-5, made the playoffs. And that was 42 years ago. Where do you guys stand right now?
Sir, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could tell you, but I can't speak, you know, for later on down the road. But, you know, right now, I only can control Cameron Newton, and I'm going to continuously get better. Get better and get better. It was some things I could have did better this particular game, and that's what I got to focus on. Of course, the big picture is making it to the playoffs, but I think for us, we just got to start one play at a time, man, and make the most and maximize each and every play, because if we don't, we never know, you know, when we may need it. You know, prime example, you know, an interception thrown in the red zone can't happen. It happened. We took him points off the board. And if we had scored, you know, who knows what would have happened. But I think the main objective right now is for us to each and every person to come in and get better.
Cam, when LaFell was run down the right sideline on the last play, mm-hmm. and was he the intended guy, or were you just looking for whoever was open deep in that situation?
When? The second to last play?
Yeah.
When I threw it to LaFell? Yeah. Well, he was a primary receiver. We called a double move, and, you know, I just gave him a chance.
Yeah, it looked like he had slowed down. I wondered if he was just looking back to see where it was going.
I don't know. You know, he was saying that he was getting held, but, you know, you can't expect somebody else to make a play or make a call in your favor, like I just said. We got to take the officials out of the game, man. You know, it's ample opportunities for us to, you know, capitalize and do what we do. And I sound like a broken record, and I just keep this taste, this vibe. I'm not buying it, man. And I don't know what it is, but something gonna have to change. Something gonna have to change real fast in order for us to you know, make that next step. Cause it's the same old thing.
Cam, after the Saints win, you said, I believe, that here at that time the vibe is changing, but you right. feel like it's changed back more or less?
Well, it's like for us, I mean, you everybody's looking at it. You know, it's just not me. I feel like the Carolina Panthers are in a situation where we find a way to keep the game close. And whether it's me, I don't know. Whether it's the coordinator, I don't know. Whether it's the, you know, the players overall, I don't know. But we got to change that, man. Instead of keeping the game close, I'm looking forward to a game where, we put up 35 points. I mean, everybody does. And whether it's the execution, you can point out, you know, a lot of things that can come to us being defeated. But this is not it. This is not it. I'm not going to accept it. But I only can control what I can control, and that's myself.
The lack of the running game, how much is that hurting the offense right now? You had a situation where you had first and goal at the 5. You guys had 3 straight passing plays. And on the 4th and 1, you guys pass it. How do you feel about the running game right now and how it's having the effect on the lack of balance with the offense?
I'm not the play caller. You know, of course, you know, I'm speaking for Chubb right now. I mean, you got to keep a balanced offense. When we run the football, it hasn't been, you know, exciting like we want it to be, but you still got to call the plays. And it's kind of putting a strangle on our passing game. We got to be more balanced. I mean, it's evident. But job got to get done. I don't care if we kick the ball from the 70. You know, it has to be more points up on that scoreboard, because it's the same old thing. You know, it's yard in Seattle. You saw it with this game. You saw it with, you know, countless games where we just find a way to keep the game close and, you know, just wait to see what happened at the end. And I'm getting tired of it. And that's not a formula to win. You know, domination is a formula to win. You know, you just keep hammering it on. And we got the personnel to do that. So that's what I'm waiting for.
So what is it going to take for you guys to put this dominance on the field so that you will start scoring those, having those 35-point games? And what can you do?
I'm going to lead this room, and I'm going to bring in a suggestion box. And I want your suggestions to be in that suggestion box, because I sure don't know. I really don't. I wish I could tell you, but only thing I control, sweetheart, is myself. You know, and offensively, you know, I am the leader of this bunch, and it's been, we haven't been getting the job done.